Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. Today, we will take a look at the reservation calendar structure. If you are in a different section of the PMS, simply click on the calendar icon and check its content. Before we take a closer look at the reservations, we should understand the overall functionality of the calendar and possible actions to be prosecuted on this screen. You can always see the menu at the top of the screen. On the left-hand side, several icons will provide you with different information about your accommodation facility and calendars. Before we dig deeper into their content, we should cover the rest of the general visualization of the calendars. Over the top of the calendar, several icons can be used to process specific actions. The first icon with the green person is for creating the individual reservation. The one with two persons is later for group reservations. These will be used in the following videos. The next icon is for printing the details about the calendar. You can print a standalone calendar, accommodation guest cards, or daily overview. When printing the calendar, you need to specify the format of the printing or exporting, the report starting date, and the report's length in days. You can also print in the bulk accommodation registration cards, where you select the language of the form, print layout, list, individual registration cards, or 3x3 layout, format, and orientation. You can also add personalized information for the clients. A daily overview is printed based on the data in settings, and the only details you need to specify are the overview type, date of printing, and possible additional dates. There is also the pencil icon, which might be used to edit the calendar. You cannot change the type of the canvas, but you can edit the name, size, and actions connected to highlighting the reservations and preview loading. You can also check the assigned rooms and manage permissions for the users. On the same level, you can search specific reservations by any details, move or scroll through the calendar, reach the current date in the calendar, reload the calendar, and change the display reservation status, where you can pick between the payment status or reservation status, and lastly, you can access the system settings. On the right-hand side of the calendar, you can see the dashboard. This is a very simple overview of the floating reservations, new online reservations, expiring options, waiting lists, departures, and arrivals. The center of the screen is devoted to the reservations, and you can move or scroll through them using the navigation at the top of the calendar. The first column showcases the rooms, and the individual columns are devoted to individual dates. Lastly, the left-hand side provides the different overview levels over the reservations. The bar chart icon shows the available rooms, a simple overview of occupancy and availability of the accommodation facility and individual room types. The voucher icon allows you to create floating reservations. The rest of the tabs are used to make individual calendars. You can add your own by simply clicking the green plus button. The options are nearly the same as for the editing of the calendar, but you can also specify the time axis, dates, hours or hours and minutes for operations of other outlets. That is the structure of the calendars. Let's move to another video where we will take a look at the reservations in the calendars. See you in the next video.